Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is a Mean God, already in progress.
Let's go to the next verse. Verse 4. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone. Wow. How many? Wow. That is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, if we don't pray that prayer very often, I would suggest that you do that more often. And then I would suggest that when you ask the Lord to forgive everyone that's indebted to us, forgive us. If you have any kind of bitterness or unforgiveness toward anyone, you need to get rid of that and get back in your love walk. Because if you got bitterness and unforgiveness toward anybody for anything, you're going to have trouble getting God to answer a prayer. Do you know that? And I want him to answer my prayer. Let's go to verse 5. Let's see what verse 5 says. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight? Now, wait a minute. You got to really be a friend. I mean, you come to my house at midnight. In fact, here, I'll tell you something. Here a while back, there was a pastor and his wife and daughter and her son. They were on the way through here from Houston or somewhere, going back up north. And they called us about, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon and said, we want to call and say hi and tell you that we're going to be passing close to your church, but we won't be there till about 3 o'clock in the morning. So we're going nonstop, so we just wanted to call and say hi. I told him, I said, boy, if you're going to be here at 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, come by, we'll take you out to breakfast. I said, you're my friend. I mean, you're really my friends. And so they said, what, at 3 o'clock in the morning? I said, yeah, me and Cheryl, we stay up late with emails and everything anyway. So I said, you know, if we know you're going to be here at 3 o'clock, I said, we'll be ready to go at 3 o'clock. So, man, we did. We stayed up at 3 o'clock. They pulled in out there. And, man, we went out there and all got in the car, and we headed on up to IHOP, and we went up there, and I bought them all breakfast. Paid for it and everything and told them how much I loved them. Had a good time about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. They're on the way going on, and me and Cheryl come back and go to bed. Then somebody wonders why I'm still in bed at 9 o'clock when you call me. But I am sometimes. Yeah, so when you stay up like Cheryl and I do with the emails and everything that we spend hours, and the results we're seeing God do, praying for people all over the world. Never did I ever dream that I would get to pray for people all over the world. But we're doing that right here from this little church, from our bedroom. You know, I just never dreamed that what God would do, but it's so much fun to pray for these people, the men and the women and the children, and then see the next day or sometimes within hours, they ride back, they already got the answer to their prayer. Wow. Is that amazing or is that amazing? But you know, God, I think he wants to do these things. He's just looking for somebody to do it. And that's us. You know, so like I say, if you had never sat down across a table with him before, draw up a chair this afternoon and invite him into your table there and sit down and tell him some things and tell him you need some help in some areas, and then sit there and give him 10, 15, 20 minutes to answer you. And you'll be amazed at the things that comes to your heart. Just be amazed. Lend me 3 loaves, he said. Well, let's see what he said here in verse 6. For a friend of mine is in his country, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Next verse. And the friend within said, answer him and say, trouble me not. I mean, what's wrong with you, you dummy? Don't you know it's midnight? I mean, I'm already in bed and the door is shut. My children are in bed with me. You know, we cannot get up and give you nothing. Wow. That's kind of the way most people would be, I guess. Verse 8. And I said to you, though he will not rise up and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise up and tell him to get as many as he needs. So what is God trying to tell you and me? You sit down at that chair and ask him for something, and you sit there for 10 minutes, and you don't hear a thing, not a word, nothing. You got no answer. Are you supposed to quit?
No.
You come back, and you get on his doorstep and say, Lord, I didn't get my answer. Maybe you spoke, and you probably did, but I got so many things running around in here I probably didn't hear. So, Lord, I ask you to forgive me, and I'm going to ask again. I want to hear you tell me what I need to do to get rid of my problem. Do you know that God has the answer to every situation you have? You don't need outside help. You got the best advice in the world right there across the table from you. And he'll talk to you, won't he? And I love hearing his voice. I love serving a God that talks to me, answers that. And what I really love is when he talks to me out loud. Miss Jackie, did it make any kind of difference in your life after the first time after Jesus talked to you audibly?
Yes, all the difference.
All of a sudden, he becomes a whole lot more personal, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
I know, because you've heard it, I've heard it.
Yes,
I love it when I hear the audible voice of God. I mean, it is so amazing to get to talk to the King. But what is really amazing when you sit down across that table from him and tell him everything you're working on, what you'd like him to help you with. And that's just like the other day, the guy, many of y'all heard me tell this story about the guy from Australia, when he had this eczema all over his body. And he said, I saw you on the Sid Roth show. And he said, I heard you say that God will talk to us and tell us what causes our sickness. I said, yes, sir. He said, I've had this, said, I'm 45 years old. I've had it since I was 7. Never had a doctor been able to tell me what it is. It's just incurable. He said, some of them call it eczema, but it's a rash that cannot be healed. I said, yes, sir, that's written in Deuteronomy 28:27. It sure is. But I said, if you will take Jeremiah 33:3 and quote that to the Lord, say, Lord, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto you and I will answer you. So I said, Lord, I'm going to quote that verse. Now I want you to answer me and I want you to tell me, what caused this sickness to come upon me at 7 that I've had for all these years? I'm now 45 years old, and I've been with this terrible pain and sickness all these years. What caused this in the name of Jesus? Now, Lord, thank you for the answer. He contacted us right back. He said, the very minute I asked God what caused it, he said, the Lord spoke to me in an audible voice. He said, your daddy committed adultery with a woman next door when you were 7. That's what caused the sickness to come upon you. Isn't that something? How many daddies out there are there that's committing adultery with a woman next door? Way too many. And I'm talking about Christian people. I'm not talking about people of the world. I'm just like Paul. If you start talking about people of the world, then hey, you got to just throw this thing out the window, because if they're outside of the church, I mean, they don't know nothing. I mean, they have sex with anybody, everybody, even a horse or a cow or a donkey. You know, I mean, this everything imaginable goes on out there in the world. But it ain't supposed to be like that with the church. But the church is living in too much sexual sin right now. I mean, too much. And we wonder why we get judged. Well, that's why. But anyway, he told the Lord, said, Lord, I am one of 3 children. There was only one of us that got this disease, and it was me. Why? He said, the Lord answered me back again, right quick. He said, because you were your daddy's favorite child. And because you were your daddy's favorite child, the sickness coming upon you would hurt your daddy worse than anybody. So that's why it came upon you. Isn't that amazing? But if you have a need from God, just like that scripture we just read, if you have a need, should you continue to ask until you get your answer?
Yes,
yes, that's what he's trying to show you there. Don't just ask one time. And it's not that he's trying to wait on you. It may be you're having a problem hearing him. And some of us really have a problem hearing God. You know that? We sat down there and, now let me ask you this. I'm sure you've done this just like I have. I say, okay, today, Lord, I'm going to take 1 Corinthians with me. I'm going to put it in the CD player on my pickup. Put it in there, crank it up, turn it on. Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, good. I listen down there, verse 2, verse 3, verse 10, go on, and chapter 3, 4, 5. And now I'm really diligently hanging in there. And I'm on chapter 3 now. And I said, okay, now that we're at chapter 3, we're going to really pay attention. I'm going to listen for that story of chapter 3 about where the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm really going to pay attention, Lord. So I drive down the road a few miles, and all of a sudden it says chapter 10. I said, chapter 10? I was just in chapter 3. What happened to everything from 3 to 10? Have you ever done that? Isn't it amazing how your mind can be totally blocked out? All of a sudden, you're thinking about everything you was waiting to hear. It came over. You know it did, but you didn't hear it. You were preoccupied. Your mind was running 90 miles an hour. And every time I do that, it just, Mike, have you ever done that?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing? So at least I'm not the only one that does it. Here I am trying to hear God's voice, trying to pay attention. And then all of a sudden, I know what happens. I'm trying to pay attention about this, and all of a sudden that car I worked on last week, and all of a sudden I start thinking about that car.
Every bolt.
And then all of a sudden I went from chapter 3 to chapter 10, and the only thing I remember is all them bolts and nuts on that car. You've done that too, huh? But that's the way it works. Your mind will get preoccupied with something else. And God's there saying, listen, my daughter, you asked me a question, here's the answer. But you didn't get it. Is that the way we are? Wow. Thank you, Lord. Persistence. Stay with it, right? Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the things you've done in Michigan. But I thank you for all the things you're doing every day right here in Texas and in Dallas and this church and everywhere, Lord. You're such a mighty, awesome God. Thank you, Lord, that we can go out of town and come back and have testimonies. I mean, several wonderful, awesome testimonies. Now, you did things with Dave. You did things with Jeff. You did things with me and Cheryl. You did things with all of us, Lord. That proves beyond a shadow of a doubt it ain't us, it's you. And Lord, we give you all the praise and glory. And we thank you for being our mighty God. Now then, as we go this week, continue to give us revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And talk to us. Give us that wisdom we need so we can hear from you. May your Holy Spirit touch our hearts so we can hear you and obey you and do what you say. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is a Mean God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.